Winning on the road is an acquired skill, and not one the Jaguars have mastered. Since winning three consecutive road games late in 2013, they've dropped 13 in a row away from Everbank Field.
It's tough to win on the road, where the travel can wear on you, and the home crowd can lean on you all game long. 13 in a row is a lengthy streak, no matter what we're talking about, but it doesn't seem to hang over the locker room like a black cloud.
I don't think it's in anybody's head. I don't think it, I would be surprised if a lot of guys in the locker room even knew that.
You can point to any of the 13 games and find a common theme to a Jaguars loss outside of Jacksonville.
You know, there's pretty proven keys to having success on the road or winning in every game. And, you know, the first thing we got to do better as a team is win the turnover battle. You got to be good on third down. It's so important to sustain drives to, you know, help the defense get a break.
Overall, it seemed like the game was good last week as a defensive unit, but we didn't win the turnover margin. We got to get turnovers to give our offense short fields and, you know, possibly score on defense.
Of course, there's always an opportunity, whether it's a third down conversion or the chance to fall on the football. And the difference between winning or losing is generally mastering that moment.
We got to capitalize in certain situations, force an offense to 3-and-out in a key situation. You know, when we get opportunities to make turnovers, we got to come down with it. Things like that are big, especially on the road.
I have a few other ideas. Not falling behind 14-3 is pretty important on the road. So is catching the football and rushing the passer. Truthfully, good teams win because they play consistent football. And the Jaguars haven't mastered consistent football. They need to master play to play, drive to drive, week to week. Then it won't matter where the game is played.